place everybody would want to be at. So looking forward to that. We'll announce when the grand opening is with that. That is our news items for the day. Let's bring in our guest line, Mr. Mike Bowen, the Snowbird Nationals promoter, the creator of the largest race in the universe. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Doc, doing really good. How are you? That doesn't sound like you're doing too good.
I'm trying to get the voice to last. If not, I'll just let Molly take over and see if she can read the notes there.
There you go.
One of the hot topics this week, Mike, is the guys that are using the handout motors. I think that's a 19 turn and stock. So I think that was something you wanted to address. So touch on that a little bit. A lot of guys have a lot of opinions and this and that about who runs what, because it's hard to touch on one motor that everybody runs across the country, because everybody does a little bit different. So if you don't mind, touch on the motor situation there for the Snowbirds, and then we'll let you take it from there.
All right. Well, it's pretty simple this year. We're handing out an all-new stock motor. We're doing the Trinity CS27. That's our cobalt motor. So we're going away from the old-style motor we used to have that was epoxy balanced, to the drilled motor. So, of course, our tech guys are definitely looking for drilling the arms, which we've had a few years ago. We had a problem with some team guys figuring out a way to lighten up the arms, so that's a big no-no. I think our racers know not to mess with us on that deal, because they know we know what to look for.
But now, some of the questions, and mind you that I'm not been in the racing mode, so I'm kind of in the dark and I've just been doing a lot of reading, but from the manufacturer, there seems to be some inconsistency. How are you guys going to tech that, or are you going to go through all the motors and make sure every motor is going to be equal if it's handed out?
Yeah, well, I read all those posts, and a few years ago we have a gauge that actually lines up with the armature and actually the comm segments, and it'll tell you within a degree or two if that commentator's lined up, with the segment of the armature. So if there's a motor that's been twisted, we're obviously going to be able to see, and there's a zero doubt, if a motor's forward or not. Talking with Trinity, and some people have different opinions. I personally haven't seen motors that far out of time. But you hear rumors of motors that are 10 degrees forward, but you don't hear about them being 10 degrees negative. So, you don't really know who to believe. The only thing that we know for sure is that our tech guys have been around longer than anybody, and I think they're well respected. We have a gauge that's zero doubt. We know what we're looking for, and I really don't think we'll have an issue. As long as racers know we're looking for these type of things, there shouldn't be. We're going to open up tech ahead of time. People have any questions, they're going to be able to check their motors ahead of time. So if there are motors that are out of range, we'll take care of it. But I really don't think we're going to see a problem with that.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing. Bottom line is, you won't find a more competent tech area than at Mike's race, the Snowbird Nationals. Mookie Schwab and Schaub and Smith. What's Smith's first name?
Jim Smith. We got David Butts, kind of a new guy in tech this year, but he's been around since the 80s. He raced with me when I was 12 years old, so this guy...
he's been around forever.
He's been around, and we're really glad he's going to help. He's going to be on the on-road team. So, yeah, these guys know what's going on. The road course is actually using a fixed time in 19 turn this year, which they haven't done in the past. So we're going to be also checking the timing on the road course, guys. The 19 turn for the oval is still the Ultrabird. There's no timing limit on that. The one new thing we're doing this year for the 19 turn for the oval is, we're requiring the guys to use stand-up brushes, whereas in the past we've allowed them to pretty much do anything. A lot of them would file down a P94 brush to get a little bit more wrap. But we felt like, the best interest of the class and to eliminate headaches this year is to, basically the rule is run the brushes the motor was designed for. That opens up, everybody's brushes. There's no hard work in trying, to file a brush to fit in there. That's definitely going to even things up. Make like I said, the guys will have a lot less work trying to figure out how to do that. It's going to make a lot fairer race, for everybody.
Absolutely. This segment is brought to you by Custom Works. Be sure and check them out, customworksrc.com. You want to get those orders in now. I know I talked to Rob the other day. Those guys are busy. And if you want them high-powered, true-speed batteries and motors and all those good gadgets, you better make your orders in early, because don't forget, they race too, so they'll be leaving a little bit early to go down to Snowbird. So don't be left out. Get your orders in now, and be sure and check them out, customworksrc.com. We got Mike Bowen on the line. Snowbird Nationals promoter. And I think you got an announcement today about giving away some more stuff, man. Let's talk about giving away some cool stuff.
You mentioned Custom Works. We've already talked about that cool helicopter for Six Cell Modified. We're giving away it's worth about, you know, $2,000-$3,000. Rob Cutman got a hold of me last night. Him and Tony Stewart were talking about the birds, and Tony's going to give away one of his helmets that he's going to be racing this year. It's flamed. God, I'm looking at it on our website. It's on snowbirdnationals.com. I just put it on there right now for your show.
Cool.
But it's going to be only place you're going to get this helmet, probably, you know, through our race. It's got this cool flame paint job on it. Tony's going to sign it to the winner, and that's going to be, you know, to the winner of the sprint car class. Now, that's the sprint car class at the Birds. Gets a, you know, cool prize. So, thanks to Rob getting that going and Tony Stewart. A little something extra.
That's all. We just pulled up a picture here. I got my eyes on it right now. That's pretty awesome right there.
Oh, man, talk about flames. Huh? Is this one that he's actually used? Yeah, no, this year is going to be a whole new deal. He hasn't ever used this paint job.
Okay.
So, I guess with every race this year, he'll be wearing that helmet right there.
That'd be a cool trophy, but kind of sweaty. It'd be kind of bittersweet.
Yeah, you don't have to wear it.
That is going to be awesome, because that's a trophy that no other race will be able to provide, and I think that's awesome. And another way you stretch the boundaries of putting on a race and promoting and getting just more neat things going for that race. And I think that's what makes it popular. Everybody wants to come down and be a part of this thing, because it's something new and different every year.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, of course, you know, you got Tony's hugely involved with the hobby, and it's great that they were talking about RC cars last night, you know, so we're very fortunate, you know, that the big guys are talking about us, and this is definitely a cool prize, so very happy to see that. And one more quick thing, and I know you got a roll, but, you know, I had a big meeting at the hotel yesterday, and things went about as perfect as I could have hoped for. They're ready for us. I met the owner of their bar and lounge, and they're ready. You know, they give everybody a free drink when they check in the hotel, and they're open until 2 in the morning each day. They're going to have food buffets going for us, and got the wireless internet hooked up. Channel 37 in everybody's hotel room will have the video going from the racetrack.
Well,
cool. I tested that out, and it looks pretty cool. So.
Any truth to the rumor that a portion of the beach over there is going to be nude?
Well, there's a guy here in Florida called Catfish that runs the Focar series. He ran around nude, I heard, at the Birds a few years ago. But probably the wrong gender for us.
Well, Mike, we got to run. That's some great stuff. So, folks, be sure and check out snowbirdnationals.com for more information on some of the stuff we talked about tonight. Plus, be sure and check out that helmet. That is awesome. I might have to throw together me a sprint car and try to win that thing.
We have, you know, we definitely got a few openings left in it. I think we're getting close to 20 cars now.
That's awesome.
Anybody have any questions on the motors, you know, email me. We're going to put the confirmation letter online and probably tomorrow, and it's got pretty much what I said in writing. People can know what to expect ahead of time.
All right, that'll do it, Mike. Good job as always. Great stuff. This segment was brought to you by Custom Works. Be sure and check them out, CustomWorksRC.com. After the break, Brian Wags Wagner and Adam Drake. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.